Are you having trouble waking up every morning?
Sitting there looking like death rolled out of bed.
Already late for work?
She twerks hard for the money.
Does brushing your teeth demand too much energy?
We need a six-pack of Miller Lite, some Tito's vodka and sugar-free Red Bull, and a box of chicken.
Are things not going well?
If I hadn't been wearing a tube top and a miniskirt at that Allman Brothers concert, I never would have gotten arrested.
Available in five awesome colors. Raspberry, aqua, white, black, and red.
Give it up for the show.
The Kid Credit Morning Show starts now.
And away we go.
Payback! Say it with me three times, y'all.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Yes, it is Friday, September 23rd, 2022, and we are the Kid Credit Morning Show. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, God, for everyone listening to our show this morning, their families, as well as those in the room this morning and our families. God, we are praying for wisdom this morning as we want to learn more about you and how to live more in your will. Help us to also focus on your goodness, God, and we praise you for your goodness. And we prepare, as we prepare for today and the weekend, we put you first. And no matter what circumstance we are in, no matter what trial we may be going through, we want to focus on the goodness that you have already done. We focus on the goodness that you are doing, and we focus on the goodness that you will bring in the future. Sadly, this morning, we're praying for the family of 13-year-old Brooklyn Moran, who was taken from us last week as a result of a drunk driver. Debbie is asking for prayer for dysfunctional families, families that have a hard time getting along, that need help working through their disagreements and having trouble saying, I love you. And Brenda's praying for her faith to be restored and for her son to realize that she loves him unconditionally. God, help us to realize that when we go through trials, these can be tests as well as opportunities for us to focus on and get closer to you. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. To my right, ladies and gentlemen, looking good is Kelly Raspberry.
Well, thank you, Al. Very kind of you to say. You know, I have a swap party coming up Sunday.
Yeah.
Hope you're coming. Could be a lot of men's stuff,
Justin. Yes, I will be.
I need to just have an honest conversation with myself and get rid of things that I've been holding on to for 10 years.
What are you on the
clothes?
Just clothes?
Just clothes that I'm never going to wear again.
I know.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I know I'll get back into it one day.
Kelly, yeah,
it is so hard, Al, to because I paid perfectly good money for that.
I got tags on stuff And I moved stuff. I moved stuff from my apartment to my house, and now I've moved it again.
I know.
And haven't worn it.
I have not worn it.
I know.
But I don't want to toss it.
It hurts so bad, but I've got to do it.
I have jeans. You know, you have jeans that maybe go out of style, and I refuse to get used.
They come back.
That's why I don't like my wife wants to get rid of them, Kelly. Yeah. But I say no because fashion's always a circle, so it always
so
comes
hard.
Right back around.
I'm like, I'm telling myself, what if somebody throws like an 80s or a 90s party?
Right, there's that too.
That's so much good stuff.
I mean,
it could happen.
It's good, yeah, it could. Yeah. It probably will.
Here's JC Chavez.
I think my biggest flex right now is that I got 4 sticks of deodorant. You know?
Why?
I don't know, man.
Like, but on you? Like,
yep. No, like at home.
You stank?
Because normally I'm...
Why is that a flex?
I don't know, because it's a flex. I can choose 4 different smells. You know, I got 4 different... I guess I just didn't think I had deodorant, and I bought more, and so I have 4 now.
You keep finding them.
Wait, you shop for yourself? What kind of marriage are you in?
What do you mean? Well, I like to get my smells.
Are they different flavors?
I think Alan's seen the inside of a grocery store.
I would like for maybe it's in the future us to have a bit called What's Your Flex?
Because I like that.
I met this guy when I was ATV riding in Oklahoma, and the front windshield on his ATV on his side by side went up. I don't know how to explain it. It went up and down.
The
windshield. He goes, that's my flex.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, hey, that's your flex.
Everybody's got their flex.
That's
right,
when you're like, that's a weird flex, but okay.
Right now, it's like if you walk in my bathroom, you're going to see 4 sticks of deodorant.
And you're
like, damn, JC's got options.
That's my flex.
I got all the options.
Yeah, maybe hit us up on the text.
Tell us
what's your flex.
One armpit smelling different than the other armpit if I want.
Crazy.
That is for when you literally flex.
I don't want to be flexing on you guys so much this morning, but I just want to let you know.
Here's Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday at this time, I told you guys that I needed to go get a car wash.
Yeah.
Because the back of my car was a little dirty and somebody had written Justin was here on it, right?
But Justin claims he
didn't
write it.
I personally didn't think it was Justin because we walked out together at the same time the day before. However, yesterday I walked out to my car and there was some profanity written on my car.
Some naughty?
Phallic?
something I don't want to repeat.
Some naughtiness?
What did it say?
It's profanity.
Well, I was kind of, so I went straight to the car wash.
Yeah.
Okay, and I was so angry, I posted about it on my Instagram story. Trey told me he pulled the audio.
To the person that keeps writing funny messages on my car because it's dirty, I would like to say thank you, okay, for writing something so inappropriate, so offensive, that I had no choice but to come straight to the car wash. I didn't even stop to get an iced coffee, okay?
Oh, no.
I know.
You didn't even stop to get ice?
No.
Coffee. Yeah.
No. What it was written. Coffee? It was written on the back of my car. It said I, and then a picture of, you know, the cardiovascular
heart.
Thing, a heart.
A heart. Uh-huh. And then the name of the man that stole Taylor Swift's masters.
But
I heart Scooter Braun.
But Taylor Swift.
Stole.
You love
whatever.
You love Scooter Braun.
That's what it said.
She will never have those words come out of her mouth.
I will never say it. I won't be caught on video saying
so
that.
So this person knows you.
Anyway, so yeah. I went, but this story gets worse, you guys.
Oh, it does?
So yes. So I went through the car wash and I was like, my car does not deserve to be treated this way. We're gonna go all out today.
Yeah. Sure.
So I went with the nice car wash. Mm. I went and finally got my oil changed.
Yep.
I got a new air filter.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. They
refilled like some fluids or something. I was like, yes, my car is being treated nice. And then when I got home, I realized the reason it was so dirty is because there was a leak in my garage. And so that's what it was making it so dirty. And I was like, okay, well, I need to get that fixed. But in the meantime, I'm going to park outside, you know, outside of the garage.
Yeah.
And some birds.
Taylor bird. Oh, and, scooter birds.
Yes, decided to have a meetup right outside above my car. So my car is covered.
And it was chilly dog night for birds yesterday.
Covered, absolutely covered. Like, it wasn't one bird. I think it was probably 20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been hit with some bird poop so hard on your windshield? You're like, what did that bird eat?
Yeah.
Like, geez.
And it's just all Jackson on the Pollock side pain. Of my car. It's so tragic. So I'll be back at the car wash today.
I'm sorry, Anna. What's up, part-time Justin?
So I love having a boyfriend because I need to go buy some shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty. Like, these slippers are, I'm going to a nice event this weekend, and I wanted to get some new shoes, but I forgot my wallet.
Oh.
So I was like, I was over there at the counter. I was like, babe, could you buy these shoes for me? And he just pulls out his wallet and swipes that card.
Wow.
Right. Oh,
I know.
Look at that.
That's how you know it's love.
I know. Can you guys share shoes? Are you guys same?
Oh. I think so, yeah.
Wow, see that?
I think we can. Yeah, I can fit into his shoes.
That'd be the cool part about having a boyfriend with the same
size. Now you're seeing the true benefits of being in a gay relationship.
Yeah.
Your wardrobe is doubled.
You guys get to share shirts and stuff?
Well, he can wear my shirts.
Who dresses better?
Yeah, who's the fashionista?
He would say he likes my style more.
Yeah.
Because I pick out a lot
of clothes.
I don't
know, Daniel looks pretty cool every time I see him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do. I'm not saying you don't.
Because Justin picked it out.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Okay.
That could be.
You fixed it.
But then I had to pay him back, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
In the control room.
Still
here's
though.
Trey.
Anna.
It was you.
The first one was me. Justin was here was me.
I knew it.
The
Trey. I knew it. I told you. And I accused you, and you denied it.
By alibi.
He's a liar.
This is like Big Brother right now.
If you go back and listen to it, I go, it wasn't me. I was doing stuff.
Oh,
it was a terrible
act.
Look at how much I trust you.
So the second one was not.
You're such a turner right now.
Honestly.
You're a turner.
Honestly. Wow.
I know you're not watching Big Brother, but you're a
but
turner.
I get what you're,
I'm like
what
a spatula.
Saying.
But there is another perpetrator.
There is another one. My instinct, I thought it was Nick.
You think it's
me
Nick?
Because he knows that would hurt me really bad.
But the fact that Nick had to write that
would hurt him.
I don't think Nick
would
do that. Oh, Anna, there are cameras up there. You can go as far as getting get a lawyer and get that footage.
Those are like stick-on cameras that are supposed to deter people.
Don't say that.
Oh. And I don't have money for a lawyer. I spent too much on the car wash.
Yeah. What if he's trying to get you a second time and be like, it wasn't him, but it is him.
Yeah, but it is him
Trey?
Again. Yeah, he's lying again. Look at him.
Layers. There's layers.
Was it you?
Did you do it?
It really wasn't me the second time.
Did you take a picture of it so we could look at the handwriting?
I did. It was just so horribly dirty. I didn't want to post it. But I'll show you guys.
Yeah, we need to look at the writing.
Forensics.
I'm pretty good at deciphering writing.
Is that a white cheddar offense?
What?
Ooh.
You're blaming me now?
I'm blaming everybody.
Oh.
I come in through a different. I bet very seldom.
Oh, so that would be perfect for you to do it.
Honestly, really? I don't know what kind of car you drive.
Really deflecting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. I do not know what kind of car
and
she drives.
And Kelly Raspberry is
very quiet.
Silent.
Kelly would never.
I would never.
No, Kelly doesn't want her finger to get dirty.
No.
Yeah. Look at her.
And
look
Kelly,
how clean
Kelly
she
would
is.
Never hurt me like that.
No, I wouldn't.
Somebody
I don't
did
think,
it.
I don't think white cheddar would, but I didn't.
Cheddar was down here doing things. Like, you ain't gonna go up there just to write that.
But I think the biggest offense is those birds.
Oh, it's Justin. Look at him deflecting to the birds.
Totally. What's going on with you, Al?
Yeah, what's up, Al?
Might be Don. Well, I want to welcome to town, to the state, and to the country. I want to welcome our friend Sam.
Sam's here.
From New Zealand. Sam.
I love this guy.
Has listened to our show for a number of years, and he comes and visits us.
Every other year.
Every other year or
on
so.
On holiday.
And it's got to be a 24-hour flight. Yeah, it's a long way to New Zealand. I've never checked. New Zealand is very far.
He makes stops along the way, right?
And he's not coming here until Monday, but he's coming to sing karaoke with me tonight. So I just want to give him some love and a shout out and tell Sam, welcome to town. We look forward to hanging out with you and seeing you, buddy.
Sam's a big fan of the All Blacks rugby team.
Yes.
Always gets me the latest, the greatest gear.
Yes.
So if you ever see me wear, and it creates really cool conversations with rugby fans.
Or just random white people.
And then I try to act like I know.
Hey, I'm a fan of the All Blacks.
Celebrity birthday, Dana.
Yes, happy birthday to Skylar Astin. He's 35. You probably remember him from Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He shares a birthday with Hasan Minhaj, who's 37 today. Jason Alexander.
Which one?
Yeah.
George.
Good one or bad one?
We want to highlight the bad one.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld.
I peed next to him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he peaked.
He's 63 today, and Bruce Springsteen is 73 today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Bruce.
Born in the USA.
Over the weekend, Ben Platt will be 29. Stephanie McMahon.
From WWE?
Will be 46. Donald Glover / Childish Gambino is turning 39 this weekend. T.I. will be 42. Will Smith, 54. Heather Locklear, 61. Mark Hamill, 71. And Barbara Walters will be 93.
I have a picture with Stephanie McMahon when I was in sixth grade.
That's cool.
So I guess Barbara Walters.
Where you're like, can you put me in a headlock?
Is that your flex?
That's kind of a flex, right?
And Kelly, happy Redhead Appreciation Day.
Again?
You don't want to be appreciated?
Let me tell you. This happens like times a year.
Because we can't appreciate you guys enough.
Yeah, embrace it.
They're like worded differently. But it's like every other week, it seems like it's National Redhead Day, and I start getting all the memes, which I appreciate as a redhead.
They're nice memes, right?
I'm just like, who decides willy-nilly to appreciate me?
Willie, apparently he's a redhead.
I bet you it's a redhead person that started this holiday every other week. Just to feel appreciated, why not? You guys feel less pain? And there's some scientific...
I have been told by doctors that they are impressed by my ability to tolerate pain. Because they'll, you know, when they're doing anything on you, mm-hmm. they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, really? Because typically, I guess that would cause some people a lot of pain. But I think we're more susceptible to anesthesia or something.
And sunburn.
Sunburn.
That goes without saying. Yeah.
Speaking of burning, we're going to burn up the turntables when we come back. We're going to flush the format. Baby!
The ladies down at the deli keep screaming our names. We got to answer and then come right back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.